you by Bahram Dakat.
This is Parsha Shalach. The Torah records what happened with the Maisa of the Meraglim. Meraglim happened at that time when Klal Yisrael was about to go to Eretz Yisrael after Yetzias Mitzrayim. But in truth, you learn up the Parsha and you'd realize we're experiencing the Maisa of Meraglim today in 2025. It's happening all over right now. What happened by the Maisa of Meraglim? The parsha begins, they sent out the Meraglim, Vayashuvu, and they returned, Mitur Ha'aretz, from spying on the land, Miketz Arbom Yoyim, after 40 days, and the Meraglim came back and said, "Bonu elo oret ashlachtanu, we take our arrived to the land. The gam zovas chalav dvash, yeah, the land is flowing with milk and honey. Efes, however, ki az ha'om hayoyshi ba'oretz, the people of the land are very, very strong. The Ha'orim Bitsuris Gedolus Ma'id. And their fortified cities very, very much Gedolus Ma'id. The Gam Yalide Anok Reinusham and the children of the giants we saw there. Amolek is Yoshiber Tanegev. Hachiti Hayavusi Hamayri Yoshibahor. Haknani is Al Hayam. And they were describing the impossibility of taking over and getting Eretz Yisrael. Vayas Kolev Esa'om. Kolev, one of the Meraglim, quieted down the nation. Vayoyim Oloy Nale. V'yarashnu Oysa. We're going to go right up and we're going to inherit it. Ki yochol nuchalo. We're able to. So Rashi, from Chazal, Afilu b'shamayim, even if it's in Shamayim, and Hashem told us to make ladders to climb up there and get it. Natzliach b'chol dvarav. We're going to have atzlocha, we'll be able to do it. We'll have success. But the rest of the Meraglim standing right there said, "No, no, no. We can't do it. They're way too strong for us." And Rashi says, "Mimenu doesn't just mean really from us." Look, Rashi, "Kaviyochol klape maila omru." Mimenu means from him. They're way too strong for him, capital H, the Rabbi Nishloilom. Vayoytziyu divas ha'aretz. And this is where they let out the Lashon Hara on Eretz Yisrael, that it's an impossibility. And this was the chet of the Meraglim. And the Pasuk just continues and says, Vatisa kol ha'edo, the Gans Klal Yisrael heard this report. They were crying, all night they were crying because we can't do it. They kept complaining to Moshe, "Lumasnu be'eretz Yisrael, halavai we should have just died already in Mitzrayim. Oy v'midbar hazeh lumasnu, halavai we should just die right here in the desert. Lama Hashem mevi yosel la'aretz hazois? Why is Hashem bringing us there? Limpo b'cherev to fall by the sword. Noshenu, my wife, and Matapenu, and our kids. What's going to be? You, Lavaz, they're going to be all for the booty for them. It's better for us just return right now back to Mitzrayim and not have to go through that horrible death." The Yeshua ben Nun v'kolei ben Yefuna, the pasuk says, karu b'gdeyev. They heard what's going on. They ripped their clothing. It's really a very good land. If Hashem really wants, they'll bring us to the land. When the Son alone will give it to us. Don't rebel against Hashem. Don't be frightened. Hashem itonu al tiroum. Hashem is with us. What are you scared of? Don't be scared. This is the conversation that we see in the parasha. The facts are the Meraglim weren't wrong. B'derech HaTeva. In a natural world, it was so. They were very mighty and fortified and giants. And in a natural world, they were right. There was what to be scared of because Etaka much greater and stronger than Klal Yisrael in the physical world. The response of Yeshua and Kalev, their response wasn't that it's not true. Their response was, is that if Hashem wants to do it, and we don't live in a natural world, Hashem Mishnulchama, the Rabbeinu Shlom is the one that makes war, of course we could do it. These were the two perspectives that are presented here in the parasha. Are you living the natural world of what it seems in the physical sense? Or are you living the Derech HaTayr with the Derech Hashem? And realizing the Ein Oid Mulvadoi, how the Rabbeinu Shem Zakol Yochol, the Rabbeinu Shem could do it all. What perspective are you living in? Is the Meraglim that took on the natural way of living? And Yeshua and Kalev, like the Pasuk calls it, Ruach Acheres, boy, they had a different spirit. They didn't just live in a natural world, but they were living with Hashem in a Torah perspective, and they saw it totally different. This was the two ways, the two possibilities, and Klal Yisrael unfortunately ascribed to the general majority of the Meraglim, to the natural sense, and didn't ascribe to Yeshua and Kalev's way of thinking and seeing it. The Rabbeinu Shlomo, we know the next pasuk says, "Vayoyimer Hashem el Moshe." The Rabbeinu Shlomo told Moshe, "Ad ono yinatsuni ha'om hazeh." How much longer could Klal Yisrael anger me? Ad ono lo yaminu bi. How much longer are they not going to believe and trust in me? B'chala oisayis asher asisi b'kirbi. All the miracles I performed for them. I did so much for them. Like Rashi says, hoyo lahem lahamin. By now they should be believing already. The ability is in my hands to bring out my haftacha that it's going to happen. The Rabbeinu Shalom had big tainus in Klal Yisrael. You're still living natural? You can't lift yourself up to see the Derech HaTorah, the Derech Hashem, the way I see it? That I'm in charge and I make things happen the way I want? How could they fall and join the Meraglim and not see it like Yeshua and Kalev? Rabbi Yisai, we are living today in 2025, right at this moment, in the same matzav of Parsha Shlach. We all know we're going through a serious war, Eretz Yisrael with Iran. First time ever. Iran, all the years, was, don't touch them. Their nuclear capabilities, everybody was frightened to even get near them. And now we're in the midst of a war, Eretz Yisrael with Iran, and so far no other countries joined. It's Israel itself, the Yidden against Iran. That's what it is. There are two perspectives here how you could live. You could be the Meraglim, which God's Kal Yisrael joined them, and live natural. You know what it means to live natural? Every free moment you're on the phone calling the news again. You have to find out naturally where we're holding. Every conversation is about the capabilities of Israel and the IDF and what bombs they got and what more they're going to get from America and what they could do and how they could do it and all the plans. Everything, the Derech HaTeva, in the natural world. And they're pretty good. You can even start praising them. Look at their strength. Look what they accomplished already. Them. Their accomplishments, Ksira. Einai Bufadli, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us, Baruch Hashem, so far, the success that they had. So you can take on a perspective of the Meraglim, which God's Kal Yisrael at that time joined them too, and you could be a Bachar that's totally absorbed in the natural world, constantly trying to figure out in the physical sense where we're holding, what's the latest news, and it reflects into your whole Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. You're chilled when you learn because there's no pressure. You don't feel any sense. You're in the natural world. I'm in America right now, the free country. I don't see any bombs falling. I feel great. And everything's fine. Until Iran threatens America, which it's come out holding there, I'm not going to get the kick in the pants that I need to start getting serious. My davening is the same story. Chilled, natural, everything's the same. No shas melchama feeling. The other perspective is to realize, do you think Israel is fighting Iran? That's what it is? Don't you realize there's something more going on than just Israel fighting Iran? The Rebbeinu Shalom is the Baal Melchamos. We say every morning at Shacharis. Baal Melchamos means Barayla makes Melchamos. War is there to wake the Yid up. Is a tachlis of why we're here in this world, and the Rebbeinu Shalom at times has to give us a kick in the pants to wake up. Hashem ish melchama, the Rebbeinu Shalom's fighting the war. It's not totally b'derech hateva. There's nothing natural about it. And what does Hashem want from you? He wants you to follow the news every hour and be addicted to the phone and addicted to all the other sources that you get news from, all the papers and everything. That's what he wants. Or the Rebbeinu Shalom wants you to step up in your ruchnius and avodas Hashem, meaning your tachlis of what's your purpose here, to be ready to greet Mashiach Tzidkenu. You know how embarrassing it'll be if Mashiach showed up today and we're just still chilling? It'll be bizoyin gadol. Mashiach shows up right now and we're still chilled. Nothing changed. No tshuva, no increase in our Torah, mitzvahs, our vayda, tefillah. We're just chilled. You know what bizoyin will be? How embarrassed we'll be? The Rebbeinu Shalom is waking us up that we should be prepared for Melech Mashiach. He wants us to lift us up. He's given this fright that we should get a Sirus. Take it seriously. Realize who's in charge. What's happening here? It's not just a natural fight of IDF against Iran. Now, I remember so clearly, right after October 7th, the next day or two, still Ben Azmanim coming into shul, is once all the news broke and we started realizing really what's going on. I remember walking into shul, coming in, let's say, from Mincha, wherever I davened, whether it was in Stalin, or whether it was in a Litzvah shul of Beis David around the corner, going into shul and seeing everybody was so numb, everybody was so subdued, everybody was so serious, or in Yiddish as I say, ernst. Everybody took it very seriously. We realized what's going on. Eretz Yisrael was attacked from all sides. 1,200 people killed over like that, a snap of the finger. And we were in an intense war that just began with the Arabs. I remember how sincere everybody was. There was no fooling around in shul. No one dared took out their phone in the middle of davening, like happens in shuls at times. It was just a very sincere atmosphere. Well, it's a Shas Mulchama right now. It shouldn't be any different. If we believe and we're part of Yeshua and Kalev. If you're part of the Meraglim, it might feel different. Because America doesn't see the missiles coming from Iran yet. But at the entire event, Rav Uhrenreich spoke. I just heard his drasha yesterday while I was traveling. Unbelievable drasha. Everybody wants, you could call on. It's on the Chayenu hotline. It's all in English, and you could hear it yourself. Amazing drasha. But one of the things he said was, he said over how Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal used to always talk about that when Rommel, who was the leader by the Nazis, killing out the Yidden, and he was heading through Africa and wiping out Yidden all over, all the destruction they did already in Europe, and he was going to end up coming to Egypt, and they knew the next stop is he comes into Israel and wipes out Israel, and it became such a real threat because they saw his previous success. He said, Rav David Soloveitchik used to talk about how the sincere atmosphere that was in Eretz Yisrael at the time. He says he remembers how in the Shtiblach over there, in Meir Sha'arim and the communities there, all over, it was such a sincere atmosphere. They were there from morning to night. They had like mishmeres of davening straight for 24/7. They didn't stop for a moment. And it was an embassy atmosphere, this Oyerus and Tshuva. And that L'chayra pierced Shemayim, and for no good reason, Rommel turned around, and the Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael was saved. We have to realize we're going through a serious time now, and you have a choice of what approach you want to take. You could be like Klal Yisrael with the Meraglim, and live natural, follow the Yetzirah, the Sitra Achra, and everything is just a normal, relaxed atmosphere. What's it to be intense about and serious about? The war is over there, it's not over here, they're doing so well, they really have power, US is behind them, and all the other things, they keep calling into the news and everything else. Or you could take this Iris, like we find Yeshua and Kalev understanding that the Rebbeinu Shem is running the world and running the war, and realize there's something serious going on over here, and the Rebbeinu Shem wants your Esayrus. You know, we see every morning in davening, Eile v'reche ve'eile basusim v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. This pasuk is describing these two groups. You could be an Eile v'reche ve'eile basusim type of guy. You could take on that perspective, the chariots and the horses, what type of planes and bombs and everything else. Or you could be v'anachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu nazkir. All you trust is in Hashem, because He's really the one that the Baal Mechamos. Hashem ish Mechama, He's in charge. It's all based on the Rebbeinu Shlom's wish. And that's it. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Tainis, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Mitzvahs asei min haTorah. You have a chiyuv d'oraisa. Lizoik ulharia al kol tzara shetove al tzibur. You have to cry out and scream when you have a tzara that comes on a tzibur. And he quotes a pasuk. Kaloima, that means to say, kol dova sheyetze lechem. Anything that's paining us, whatever the situation is, zorku alev, you have to be crying out about it. And this is the way of tshuva. Shebizman shetova itzara, when a tzara comes, v'yizeku alek, and you're crying out about it, and you're blowing the chatzreitzvus, yodu akol, everybody knows, shebiglal maseim haram hu elohem. The only reason why we're experiencing trouble is because of our maisim ra'im. And the moment every yid is going to do tshuva, and we have to all take responsibility for ourselves, we're not worried about every other yid, we're worried about ourselves. The moment I do tshuva, and I correct my ways, and get rid of my maisim aroim, then I'm getting the message of what Hashem wants, of why we're experiencing a tzara. Avol zokta Rambam, im lo yizaku, if you don't decide to cry out, and Yaimru, you say, Dovazem minagoilom. It's very normal. It's natural. Minagoilom, iralonu, it's a natural thing. Vitsarazu nikra nikris, it's a happening that happens at times. And you just stay in the natural world, and everything's bederech ateva in your mind. Harezu derech azorius. You are cruel. You're causing to Klal Yisrael. Lidovik Masim Aram. People are going to continue doing their bad things. No one's going to take your Sayyurus because they're going to see you being chilled. Vitoisif Hatsoro Tsoros Acheris. And one Tsoro is going to bring the next Tsoro. And he quotes the Pasuk. Va'alachtem imi bikeri. If you go with me with Keri, with a chilledness, Va'alachti imochem b'chamas Keri. I'll increase it, I'll turn it up, and it'll be a Hamas carry. We have to realize we're so gebenched. We were holding right now. Klal Yisrael, what we experienced so far, literally Nisim v'Nefloyis, the Rebbeinu Shalom did for Klal Yisrael. Nisim v'Nefloyis, we were holding today. It's beyond the natural understanding. Beyond human comprehension. Both the destruction, Kemat, the major collapse of Hamas, Hezbollah, and in Iran itself, what they accomplished, Rabbeinu Shlom Mamash gifted us with such hatzlacha, killing out, literally, they said about 30 top commanders and controls over there, the scientists of the nuclear bombs, and they literally wiped out about 30 top people there, besides the head guy who's still alive, I think, at this moment, but they come out, got rid of everybody. It's such a gift, Mamish Nisiv and Eflois, that we're experiencing. We have to realize, it's a famous Chazal, if you look at the Medrash, Shoyche Toiv in Tehillim. It's Perik Yud Ches Ois Lamed Vov. Magdil Yeshua Is Malkoi, the Pasuk says. What does that mean? Magdil Yeshua Is Malkoi. Says the Medrash, Rab Yudin Oimer. Lefisha Ein HaGeula Bo. The Geula is not coming. Al umazu b'vasachas in one moment's time. Elo kimo kimo. Drop by drop, step by step. Umahu magdil. What does it mean, the word magdil? Magdil means the fish him is gadelas. It grows. V'hoylechas l'fnei Yisrael. Step by step, it grows. It's a matzmiach Yeshua. It sprouts the Yeshua. If the gula happened in one moment, to have such a transformation, we wouldn't be able to. But from one moment to the next, it can't happen, says the Medrash. L'fikach hibo kimo kimo. The Rebbeinu's Rachmanis is, it's step by step, drop by drop. Hamas is gone, Hezbollah is gone, Iran's kamak gone. The Rebbeinu's step by step brings geula. L'fikach mishula ha-geula kashacha. That's where the muscle geula, we always say, is like a shacha, the morning. So Medrash explains, she'ein l'cho afeila g'doyla, yoysem ma'oysha shah hasmucha l'shacha. The moment before aloysha shacha is the darkest moment. Im yale ha'galgal ha'cha. Imagine the sun came up right then. Habriyos, kol habriyos nilkodim. Everybody would just literally go crazy. You wouldn't be able to handle that light. It just wouldn't be able to handle it. It'd be so light, we'd probably go blind for the light. We wouldn't be able to handle it. So rather, what do the Rebbeinu Shalom do? He makes Amud HaShachar, Alois HaShachar, slowly, it keeps getting lighter and lighter the whole morning, until finally the whole sun comes up hours later. And Amela ain't Habriyas no Kadam. We don't get captured and killed by this beautiful light. Says the Medrash, Geula of the Rebbeinu Shloim is just like that. The muscle for Geula is Shachar, that only when it happens, Kimo Kimo, that it's Magdil, Yeshua, Ismalka, it grows, Miskabeles, Vahoyleches. Then Yecholim Lisbo, we can handle it. That tremendous light, Be'ezer Hashem, that we're all going to witness when Mashiach comes, Bikariv Mamash. This is the steps of what we're witnessing in the Geula. It's pilei plom, if you think about what's going on, step by step, that it's mamash this chazal of kimo kimo. I just heard a meridika maramakim in regard to this last step we're holding right now. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, a fascinating Gemara, but the way the Gemara describes Iran being the last moment, says the Gemara, Dorish Rab Chanina Bar Papa, Ar Chanina Bar Papa Darshin V'Tamer Ab Simoloi, La'osid Lavoi Mevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, La'osid Lavoi the Rebbeinu Shloim at the time of Geula is going to bring out a Sefer Torah, U'manicha B'cheik, he's going to be holding it, V'Oymer is going to say, L'misha Osik Bo Yavav Yitol Schoroi. Anybody that's Oisik in Torah, come get your reward. That's going to be an announcement the Rabbi Nishal makes. Miyad, miskapsim ubon oivdi gichal marvuvya. All the goyim and nations are all going to come running also. And they're all going to be lining up to get their reward. Shinema, the Pasuk says, kol ha-goyim nikvitsu yachad, yachtov. Amol ha-kadosh baruch, Rabbi is going to tell all the goyim, don't come Bervuvia all mixed. Elo, Tikonis Kalumavuma, each nation by itself, I want you to enter alone. Each nation alone, come and request your reward. So, the Gemara says, Nichnesol of Fana Malchus Reini, Tchil. Rome is going to be the first one that's going to come in. The new priest that they made a few weeks ago, he's going to be leading them, and they're going to come in to the Rebbeinu Shloim. Says the Gemara, Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Maya Saktem. How are you Isaac and Tyre? I never saw you sit alone in Tyre. What are you talking about? Aymrim Lufanov, Rebbeinu Shloim, what are you talking about? Harbe Shvokim Tekninu. We made so many marketplaces. Harbe Merchatsoyi Sassinu, we made so many bathhouses. Harbe Kesev Azar Verbinu. We have so much gold and silver that we gathered. We did it all to help the Yidden that they should harbor in learning in Eisek HaTorah. Amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shaitim Sheba'ilam. Are you stupid? Kol ma she'asisem u'tzarech atzchem asisem. You guys did it all for yourself. To come to Shvokin, you made marketplaces, L'hoishavim zoynos. For Znus, Merchatsoyis, you made the bathhouses, La'adim Behem, Atzmachem, for your bodies, Kesev Zov, all gold and silver is Shalihu, it's mine anyway. I don't know what you're talking about. Miyad Yetzu Pachi Nefesh are going to go out feeling down and embarrassed, and they'll take care of Yotza Malchus Remi Rome will be out of here. The next one, Nichlasa Malchus Paras. Persia, Iran, is going to be the next one to go in. Paras, Iran, Persia is going to enter. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo is going to ask them, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Maya Saktem. How were you Oisik in Tyra? You Oisik in Tyra? I'm a little fun of it. They're going to say, Rebbeinu Shlomo, what do you mean? Harbi Gesharim Gesharnu. We made so many bridges. Harbi Karachim Kavashnu. We captured so many villages and cities. Harbi Mochamas, we made so many wars. Kulom L'yosinu El Bishvil Yisroel Kadesh Yaskim in Tyra. We did it for one reason. To help Hal Yisrael be Isaac and Torah. Amal HaKadosh Baruch, the Baruch Hashem says back to them, the same type of nusuk, you're a fool, you're a shaita, kol masha asisim, mutzar atzcham asisim, you did it for yourself, for your own interests and all that. The Gemara ends off, v'chein l'chol umma v'umma. And every nation, the 70 nations, they're all going to step in one after the other. So the Gemara asks, so Maishno Hani de Khashidi and Maishno Hani de Khashivalu. Why are we enumerating only these two and not the rest of the nations? All the rest of the nations, you say Kolum of Umma is going to come in. Why do you enumerate these two and nothing else? Says the Gemara. Mishum Dahanoch Moshchi Bimalchusayu. The reason why we're talking about these two specifically, because their kingdom specifically are the only ones that are going to draw us right into Mashiach. Which means, in the factual story, these are the two that are going to be present at that time. You all took, I mean, I took the regions, global studies and all that. You know how many, you learned in your global history, how many kingdoms there were that today you don't even know of them. They don't exist today. They're gone. You go one down the next. So you go through what there is. I don't know if you took English. If you didn't take English, I took English. Whatever it is, there's so many kingdoms. All gone. What's left today, like the Gemara says, is where we're heading right now. Rome is going to go in there first. And then Paras, meaning Iran. And those are the two kingdoms that we are enumerating the Gemara because they are going to be tangible today. Ad the Osi Mashiach, when Mashiach comes, their kingdom is going to be around. And that's Mamash Iran that we're seeing today, all of a sudden became large on the map. You know, the Medrash Taka writes, in Esther Rabbah, when it says, Chel Paras Umadai, why is it called Paras? Why is Persia called Paras? Why is that the name for Iran? Lomo kairin I say Paras. Shekiblo es hamalchus prusis. They have their kingdom in pieces. Which means Iran might have existed on the map always, but they're not always big players in a big kingdom. It came in pieces at times. Echo bime tardo, echo bime adarkion, the echo lo osin lovo. There are three times where they were big, Iran. It was once in the time of Tardo, once in the time of Adrichon, and then all of a sudden now Iran's big on the map again, and then the big player because lost a lover, as I stated in Chazal. It's kedai to speak out. You know, on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that the Rabbeinu Shlomo is going to respond to them, that you're shaitan, you're stupid, you did it for yourself. The Brisker Rav, in his first shtickle, Griz al Torah, he talks about this Gemara, and he says, why would that be the response of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, that they're a shaita? They're a shakran, they're a liar. It's not a shaita. It's not a fool. They're lying. You did it for Klal Yisrael? You're a liar. Zok the Brisker Rav, something amazing. How much a chizik for every one of us. Zok the Brisker Rav, Habir, the explanation of his Gemara of why the Rebbeinu Shlomo called them shaitim, and he didn't call them shakranim? Because the same way b'tchilas habriya, when the world was created, we know like nivra olam b'shul yisrael b'shul taira, b'reishis, the whole world was created for the yid, for the sake of taira. The same way it happened then, says the Brisker Rav, every day that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam mechadesh b'tuvoy b'chol yom tov in maaseh b'reishis, the entire bria, every day, is actually in the master plan, all for the yid and his Torah. In the master plan, that's what's going on. Although, like the Brisker Rav says, today, achshav ein ono yoydim u'uma, I'll call Maisa Mahi Tachlisa. When we see things going on, we don't see why this has any shakas to the yid and his Torah in many things that happen. But you have to know, Eina Olam Hefker, the world's not Hefker. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam's orchestration is continuing to run the world, all for the tachas and the yid and his Torah. And Mela Zakta Briska Rav Meiridik, when La'asad Lavoi, when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam finally reveals himself and this clarity in the world, they're going to realize everything they did was taka, it's helping the yid. They're going to realize every bridge and every bathhouse and every marketplace. They're going to realize taka, that we don't see today in this dark olam hazeh, but at loss of love, we're going to recognize it. And even the goyim are going to recognize it. And at that moment when they recognize it, they're going to come with honesty and say, that bridge is for the yidin, for taira. That marketplace is for taira. And it's taka, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam couldn't respond, shakranim, because in truth it is for taira. In the master plan, in the Neira Alil is how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam schemes, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam had everything orchestrated perfectly that Lamai said is for the Yid of his Torah. And if that's the case, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's response couldn't have been shakranim, at the liars, but rather you're shaitim. You're stupid. Why? Chayishman, you think Shemagiyah Schar Avur Palascham Elu? If you did it for your own interest, you're right in the master plan, it helps the yid and his Esek HaTorah, and they recognize that, Laos and Lavoi. But if your doing was all for your own selfish interests, you're a fool to think you're going to get reward for that. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam said, Shaitim Sheba Olam. Here's how the Brisker Rav explains that Gemara, which is a Gevaldik Chizuk. This that we're Esek and Torah and all that, to realize how the Ganze Welt, even the Goyim are going to see that everything that happened was all for the Yidden. Like the Verrazano Bridge, there's no question about it. The building of that Verrazano Bridge was mamish for Lakewood. Before the Verrazano Bridge came up, when you wanted to go from Brooklyn to Lakewood, there was such a creek of going all around through Manhattan, a few hour trip. Once they had the Verrazano Bridge, you went right across the water, it was a more direct trip that you get here in a little over an hour. That was the metzias of what the Verrazano Bridge accomplished. And a kamat was put up when BMG opened. In the 1950s, right then, that's when BMG opened, that's when it was built. It's Pili Plum, but that was like a pure display of a bridge being made for Esek HaTorah. I see it's very late. I just want to share this with you. Hopefully we'll have time for everything. The Gemara in Brachas on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara describes, it's going on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Mem Gimel, how the Rebbeinu Shem says in a Nevuah, Al Tizku Rishaynes, the Kadmonius Al Tizbaininu, don't think about the early stuff. Al Tizku Rishaynes means the Shibud Malchias. Kadmonius means the Yitzias Mitzrayim, but rather, he's referring to the final Geula, Hinnu Oisech Hadosho Ato Tzitzmach. I'm going to make something new that you're going to see the sprouting of the Geula. Tani Rab Yosef Zu Mechemes Goy Gumagoy. That's going to be Mechemes Goy Gumagoy. What does this mean? Says the Gemara, Moshel, L'mohad Avadayma, La'odom Shahoyo Mahalech Baderech. A person is traveling on the road. Upoga by Ze'ev. All of a sudden, a Ze'ev comes his way, and he meets face to face with a Ze'ev. V'nitzul imenu. And miraculously, although there was a wolf, somehow, miraculously, he got saved from the wolf. and he's successful, he's still alive. You can imagine, came back to the dining room the next day, by lunch, what's he talking about? He's talking about how he's safe from the Zaev, the wolf. Pogaboy, the next day he's taking a walk, Pogaboy Ari. All of a sudden he meets up with a lion. Vinitzel Imenu, and somehow miraculously, he's saved from a lion. All of a sudden the next day, what's he talking about? That's talking about a wolf. Now he talks about the lion that he was saved from. It was even a bigger miracle. Says the Gemara, the story here. The third day, Pogaboy Nachash. He met up with a Nachash. Vinitzel Imenu. A huge snake, and he was saved from that. Shochach Maisa Shneim, he forgets about the first two stories of the wolf and the lion, and that ferocious snake that he met up with, V'hoi Mesap V'hoiuch Maisa Nachash. Af Kach Yisrael, so too Klal Yisrael, Sorois Achroinois Mishachais Arishainois. Klal Yisrael, everything we experienced, we could talk about Mitzrayim and all the other Shiva Malchus that we have, tremendous miracles that the Rabbeinu Shalom did. Abba says the Gemara, La'asid Lavoi, when we come into the final moments, the tsaris that we have to be saved from are so enormous. A country like Iran, which Rahman al-Islam is a huge threat in the physical sense of the world. And from them we have to be saved. There's going to be a tremendous higher level of a miracle. And then it's going to make you forget about everything else. And the only thing you're going to talk about is the grace Yeshua of Muhammad's Goy Gomagoy. That's the Hilri Oysa Chadosha Ata Titzmach. That's the huge Yeshua that he's going to bring. And you should know, in Avodah Zarah and Taisus over there, on Beis Amid Beis, he had the girsa instead of the third thing being a Nachosh, but rather the girsa is a beer, a doyv. A beer. And the beer, the Gemara says, references Iran, Paras. Paras, the Gemara calls, that they're the lion, they're the beer. It's the Gemara Kedushin, Ayin Bezim and Aleph. So it's quite clear, the last step on Mohammed's Goy Gomagoy is the beer, which is Iran, and their threat is larger than anything, and the Yeshua that we're going to experience is going to go ahead and be much larger than any Yeshua that we can thank Hashem for, like Yetzias Mitzrayim and all the other Shiva Malchus. The message that we have to take is our 2025 challenge. How are you dealing with this matzav that we're living through? Are you going to pick the perspective of the Meraglim and continue natural? Or are you going to hear the cry of Ach Bashem Al Timroidu? Are you going to hear the cry that don't rebel against Hashem? Are you going to hear the cry that the Rabbeinu Shem wants you to know Hashem Itanu, the Rabbeinu Shem's with you? And if you hear that cry and you realize it's His orchestration, then you take a tremendous desirous to realize a Sarah Hiliyakiv. We're in an A Sarah for Klal Yisrael. We're going to be saved from it. We don't want the Sarah to get worse. It only gets worse if you live natural and you don't get the kick in your pants. If you keep going with the Meraglim, the Rambam promises from the Teuchacha, that it only gets to Chamas carry even worse. However, if we take the Musar and the Sayyurus that the Rabbeinu Shalom is sending us, and we realize that we have to ascribe to Yeshua and Kalev their belief, their perspective, the Derech HaTorah, the Derech Hashem, to realize, yes, we're living through very serious times. And Chazal tell us how to deal with it. What should a person do to be saved from Chevel Mashiach? Says the Gemara, Yasik B'Torah G'milas Chasadim. Get an Esek HaTorah and G'milas Chesed. You know what Esek HaTorah means? It's a job. You become absorbed in your learning. A person that works in a business is not in and out, yet one moment schmoozing, next moment doing it. When you're running a real business, you're in it, the chol gufoy. Ramachi Bar Mishsagidov, Your whole being. Our Esek HaTorah. If we want to be saved from Chevel Mashiach and be Zoicha to V'sachzeno Einenu B'shuvcho L'tzio and B'rachamim, that my eyes should see Hashem return His Shechina to Tzion. I want to witness it and be there. If you want to be there and see it, the Gemara says, Torah has to become an Esek, and you have to make an Esek out of Gemilas Chasodim too, the Mefarshim learn up. It means it just can't be, you know, when you decide to be nice. An Esek, Yasek B'Torah, and Yasek B'Gemilas Chasodim becomes an Esek by you. You change your personality of stopping so selfish and so self-centered. Start living for others. That's what it means, make an Esek out of Gemilas Chesed. I'm not living for myself, I'm there living for others. We make an Esek at our Torah, and an Esek at a Gemilas Chesed, and we increase our sincerity with our davening, because nothing happens without tefillah, the Ezer Hashem, the Koriv Mamish. We're going to be dancing the front lines and greeting Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Mheiru of Yomeinu Amen.